How's it going, everybody? My name is Adam Labar with Cage Side Press, joined with Juan Archuleta, who seems to be fighting soon, or so his Instagram has made it look. Juan, how are you?
Good, good. How you doing, Adam?
Doing good. So let's just get right into it. Less than 24 hours ago, you went on social media, and I'm referring to here your Instagram, and you called out Darian Caldwell. And then you also called out Patricio Pitbull. There's been something else that has gone on where it looks as though maybe you've received a title shot and then it's going towards that fight. Is this true? Are you fighting for the bantamweight title?
Yeah, so my last fight was the end of my contract with Bellator. And, you know, we've had some negotiation talk going back and forth, and from what I was told from Bellator is that my next fight that they're making out the contract right now is for the bantamweight title against Darian Caldwell, since Horiguchi decided not to fight Caldwell and is deciding to fight in April in Rizin. So that kind of held things up, and they said, you know what, if he's going to fight, then we're going to go ahead and push the Darian fight through with you. So it was perfect, you know, and you know, if they want the rematch with Darian, they can have it. Or, you know, if I win the fight and get the title and they want to fight me, that makes it even all the more sweeter. But, you know, I know the deal going through right now with Bellator, the reason why it's a little bit of a hiccup is because I am both getting the title fight at 135 and then doing the 145 tournament going into this year for the 145 tournament, our belt.
Do you feel like your preparation... and first of all, congratulations on that. That's an amazing opportunity. You signing with Bellator was huge, and now you've gone 4-0. But do you feel like you going to 135, competing, potentially becoming the champion, will kind of take your focus away from the 145-pound tournament? Or are you ready for everything that comes?
Well, I did my due diligence in my career. You know, I know a lot of people like Dudu Dantes and stuff are getting offended by it. But it's like, man, look at... how could you be offended by me getting a title shot, by me putting in my road work from the beginning? I'm not a guy that came in, signed with a big organization right away, and demanded big fights right away. You know, I've done my diligence of fighting multiple weight classes, winning multiple world titles in multiple weight classes, and have paved my road to where the peers ahead of me, like Cub Swanson, TJ, Joe Stevenson, Dwayne Ludwig, Eddie Alvarez, and just all these guys that have really put in the hard work. I followed their lead, you know, and did my own thing and went forward and stayed confident with my preparation. And so if you look at my career, you realize that fighting multiple weight classes isn't anything different for me. It's the preparation that Sam Calavita does for me is awesome. You know, he maps everything out. I'm pound for pound the strongest fighter I could be when I step out there for each weight class, and I'm excited to keep pushing forward and leave my mark in the sport.
Now we see a lot of clips of you and TJ training and you with your team. Do you attribute a lot of this success to the team that's surrounding you?
Oh yeah, you know, of course I would be a fool not to give them credit where credit's due. You know, I've taken off from a stand-up fighter being with TJ and Coach and Sensei Ludwig since I started with them. My stand-up, my awareness on being a stand-up fighter has taken leaps and bounds, and, you know, still working grappling with Joe Daddy Stevenson, Felipe Del Monica, Paul Herrera. Everything's just coming together, you know. Being with Cub Swanson my whole career, and things are starting to line up, and, you know, now it's my turn. You know, it's my turn to go in there, be the confident fighter that I am, and go out there and start making some noise.
Now, what was it like? So more recently, your teammate, as we know, TJ Dillashaw, you know, defended his title, first of all, against Cody Garbrandt. And then he went down, didn't defend his title, but made an attempt at the 125-pound division and lost. Did that make an impact on your team? Did it slow anything down? Or was it something where you guys know what went wrong and you guys went right back to training to prepare him for whatever's coming next?
Yeah, you know, I was out there. I had a fight a week later.
Yep.
Definitely impacted me going into there. But I made the adjustments that I needed to make sure that I was going to win this fight no matter what was thrown at me. You know, I ended up, you know, tearing my MCL in the first round of the fight, the first couple seconds out there, and had to fight with the torn MCL and just making the game plan adjustments out there, you know. So, you know, it does affect you. But for us, you know, we were all back in the garage that next day, that Monday. We all flew back, and they were here helping me get ready. TJ was in here helping me make real-time adjustments. I mean, if you look back on my Instagram, you see a picture of, and I think I put my lineage, and there's me with all the coaches and Cub and TJ, and we're all in here, you know, putting in work to making sure I was victorious that night.
Now, what was your recovery like? So you're saying that you tore your MCL, which we were aware of in your last fight. What was the recovery like after that? And what was the fight like? You do something like that early on in the fight. It's a pretty serious injury, but you push through and not only get to the end of the fight, but you leave victorious. What is that like, and what's going through your head with the pain and everything else going on?
Well, you know, I just try to block it out. I threw a couple things, and he actually caught one of my kicks and really tweaked it after I had already tweaked it in the beginning. And you know, I've fought multiple times sick, hurt, and injured in the fight, you know, or going into sick in a fight, or you know, even my college career when I wrestled, I tore my MCL or my PCL and my meniscus and just battled through it. So it's little hiccups that you deal with, but you know, those are the tests of true champions, of how you're going to react when things are going your way. You know, are you going to give up, complain, make excuses, or bite down on the mouthpiece and keep going forward? You know, I can guarantee you that I'm 100% my next fight. You know, you won't see any hiccups in that fight. You know, I definitely was getting caught in some stuff I shouldn't have, but I had to overcompensate and on some things on my left leg that was given out, you know. So, but it's all right, man. I got the win. You power through situations like that, and you show your true champion heart of going out there and getting the win at all costs.
Now, is your MCL and any damage done to your knee, is that all healed and you're already back to 100%, or is it still a matter of you're working on recovering for what's coming next still?
Yeah, everything's good. We've been pushing through, been doing a lot of rehab and strengthening, and everything's good, man. I'm excited. I'm excited that I was able to, you know, let people know that my next fight is against Darian, and it's going to be hopefully before June or around June. You know, I haven't signed the contract yet for all the litigation stuff to go through, but you know, this is verbally what was committed to me. So this is, you know, I don't want to lead any false hopes because I haven't got the contract yet.
Okay,
but verbally, this is what they're working on right now, and it's in the works. And that's why I put it's in the works, you know, hopefully it's going through. So, you know, Darian posted on my deal, signed the contract. So once they finish mapping out the contract, mine's going to be signed the first minute they send it to me, and I'm going to send it right back, and hopefully he does the same.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up. I saw his comment on your Instagram where he said, sign the contract. So he's interested. We know that.
Oh, yeah.
And now, yeah, it's just like you said, a matter of the contract being signed, which is fantastic.
Well, it's good. You know, I know, you know, I'm a respectful fighter, and I respect him and everything he's done in his career. And if he finds that, you know, respect is kissing ass, he got things misconstrued, you know. So I just want to throw that out there. You know, I don't kiss anyone's ass. I show respect, but you know, he's definitely in for a fight, that's for sure. And if he backs out, everyone's gonna know that it was more his team than it was mine, because I'm right here telling you first that you know, my contract's gonna be signed as soon as they give it to me.